gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm pleased to have Butch Paul, Pastor Butch Paul, join me today as my co-host, and we're going to bring you our opinions and commentary on today's political and economic issues. Today is Thursday, July 18th, 2019. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How's your day going so far?
Oh, it's going. And I'm thankful every day that it does.
Well, you know, we are blessed. I know we are. This has been a day, though, when I've had so many little details popping up that I actually forget what I'm doing when I'm doing something else. I forget where I put something up, you know, sit down somewhere. It's been one of those days, but I'll get through it.
Well, you only have a few more hours left.
A few more hours left. You're right. And I thank God I can still do it, but there's some days, though, and I paperwork on my, you can't even see my desk, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
Yes, and right.
I tell everyone, doesn't matter what my desk looks like, you don't touch it, because I know
there
exactly,
you go.
I know what's on it, I know where it's at, and don't ever touch my desk.
It's disorganized just the way I want it.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, we saw some rise in the markets today. I saw a headline today, and it's the S&P 500 rises on hopes that the Fed is going to take a more aggressive easing approach. Now, I thought the stock market was supposed to, you know, be reflective of strength, of fundamentals, of corporations, of management, of gains, but on hope? That's what the people think of our politicians. We vote them into office because we hope that they're going to bring us something different. Of course, they never do. Hopes, you know. It just struck me as a headline that
Melody, hope is as tangible as a fiat currency.
Yeah, but it just reflects exactly the issues that we're having today.
That's true.
The S&P rises on hopes, but gold rose today on something other than hopes. And again, the true fundamentals in the markets are gold and silver. We have gold up $19 today at $1,446 off the high of $1,448. That really popped up here in the last couple of hours, and I will tell you why. Silver was up 36 cents at $16.40. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I hear everybody cry. I do too. We all cry. We were all waiting for the prices to rise. Now they rise, and then everybody complains because they're so much higher. This is nothing yet. This is nothing what we're
this
going to see compared to what we're going to see. So what you don't want to do is holding on to those fiat dollars and thinking that gold and silver is going to take a pullback. It might. We don't know. You know, if he increased rates next week, you might see, you know, gold go down, but we know he's not going to do that. So a great day for silver, up 36 cents, almost a little over 2.25% at $16.40. Silver Eagles are now over $19. It was just 3 weeks ago we were selling them at 17.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
So, you know, don't wait, ladies and gentlemen. Platinum, up 856. Palladium was down 8 at 1533. And again, this is on the New York spot price aftermarket. And again, what's happening is you're seeing the true precious metals. You have the silver and the platinum breaking away from the big industrial. Now, yeah, palladium's doing well, and it could, based on inflation, could go higher. But it's interesting to see the main gold, silver, platinum be positive today, and palladium not so much. The USDX today was down 0.50, 96.68. Crude oil was down 1.16. I expect that to be much higher tomorrow, and I'll tell you why in just a few moments. I don't know if Butch knows, but and the stock market today, you have the Dow was down 6 points at 27,213. The S&P was up 10 at 29.95. The NASDAQ was up 22 at 82.07. Let me get to my other screen here, where the 10-year yield was down 0.02 at 2.04%. And Japan was down almost 2% overnight. And let's see, I'm not sure. And I'll tell you why now. The markets changed abruptly. President Trump came out and said that the U.S. Navy shot down an Iranian drone in defensive action, escalating the tensions in the Gulf region. The USS Boxer fired on the drone in the Strait of Hormuz. The Boxer took defensive action against an Iranian drone, which had closed into a near distance, approximately 1,000 yards, ignoring multiple calls to stand down, threatening safety of ship and ship's crew. And this comes after, let me see if I can pull up the headline, where the Revolutionary Guard seizes a foreign tank and the crew. So shooting down this drone, I believe, comes after that. The president added that the Iran's drone was immediately destroyed. He said the drone's approach of the Boxer is the latest of many provocative and hostile actions against vessels operating in international waters. He said the United States reserves the right to defend our personnel, facilities, condemn Iran's attempts to disrupt freedom of navigation and global commerce. He also called on other nations to protect their ships as they go through the strait and to work with the United States. And the Pentagon, in a statement issued after the president spoke, said at approximately 10 a.m. local time, the USS Boxer was in international waters conducting a planned inbound transit of the Strait of Hormuz. A fixed-wing unmanned aerial system approached and closed within the threatening range. So we're going to continue to, this is from the Pentagon, they're going to continue to increase pressure on Tehran until the regime abandons its dangerous activities. And
Well, you know, and there was a time I would say, I'm sure that happened because we said it did, but I don't know that any longer. You know, with the supposed torpedoes hit the ship a month or so ago, and couldn't have found out even the crew said that wasn't true. So I like to say the U.S. is telling the truth here, Melody, but I don't trust them. They've been known lied to before by false flags. You know that.
Right. Well, you know, I do believe, you know, well, you're right. Absolutely correct. And we don't know. And but my point is, we saw a nice little bump in gold today, and yes. But this does show the and whether you know you can argue, you can debate, but the point is, it tells us that these tensions are escalating.
Absolutely, and now the spatial issue. You have with that change now, the prices went up.
Pardon?
With the spatial you had on the half dollars and a gold piece change, now the prices went up.
Oh, absolutely.
See, now, folks, the reason I'm saying that is we know it has to. And it's going to get higher probably tomorrow, and if not tomorrow, then next week. If you don't buy it now, next week you match up because you didn't buy it this week. It's going to go up. It could fluctuate a while, but it's going to keep going up. So buy now while it's still pretty cheap. It is cheap. It's really, really cheap right now. Get it while you can.
So, you know, and I don't want to see headlines like that because it is the escalation of tensions and it disturbs me. And, I don't want gold to go high. People are saying, well, Melody, you must be out of your mind to say that you don't want gold prices to rise. No, I understand what comes with it. We all want $5,000 gold. We all want $3,000 gold. But do you have any idea what that comes with? Do you think we're going to be continuing our lives like they are today when we have those high prices? But those days are coming.
Oh, they are coming.
Those days are coming.
And I'd say it'll be a day coming, $3,000 will be cheap.
I'm thankful that they let them manipulate as much as they want. As long as we understand it.
Yep.
And as long as we continue to protect and you don't fall under the guise that things is getting better, they're not. You wouldn't have... There was one... Let me see if I can bring this up here. The markets, they think that the Fed could make an even deeper cut to rates later this month. Now, everyone is expecting the Fed to take these rate cuts, to cut the interest rates at the end of this month. The economic reports look better than expected, and the U.S. consumer is showing a little bit of strength, all on debt, so I don't know if that's really strength. We also have the Jerome Powell, the Fed chair. He's stressing that, yeah, we're going to watch the impact of, you know, the trade wars, the weakening of the global economy, the low and blah, 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 the same thing, same thing. But New York Fed President John Williams, he spurred speculation that the Fed would cut rates by a deeper than expected half percentage point in July, after he said today that with only so much stimulus at your disposal, it pays to act quickly to lower rates at the first sign of economic stress. Only so much disposal, only so much stimulus. That tells me they're running out of bullets. They're running out of things to pull out of their hat. They're running out of things to keep the system going. So let's nip this in the bud so maybe we can keep this going a little bit longer. I mean, it truly is amazing how people think this is a good thing, that it's really important that maybe they should cut, you know, a half a point, a half a percentage point. That's good. That shows that are they trying to... It amazes me, Butch.
Yes. Well, I do believe they're grasping at straws now. And I could be wrong. I certainly am not by any means a money expert or a prophet of any kind. But I do believe that they're grabbing at straws now, because they're coming down to the point where things really are changing. And there's no way to say anything different. Things are changing economically. We'll discuss some more of that in a minute. But, you know, Trump's administration spending is 18% higher this year than Obama's last year in office.
Yeah.
And I thought the Republicans are the ones that are supposed to cut back on that. Yeah, I thought they were the ones who cut spending and then cut taxes and make things littler and easier to control. Obviously, that's not true.
Well, what it does show is 18% higher in spending is the cost. So we can go around and say how great our economy is.
Right.
That's the cost of our great economy.
That's amazing. It is amazing. But you know, you're discussing tensions in the Middle East. You probably saw this, but the United States are going to send 500 more troops to Saudi Arabia.
I did.
To front up the growing Iran threat. And you know, this is a USS Mister Center, and a picture of this, and the picture says in the strike group sailed between USS John C. Stennis aircraft carrier in the December credit. The move will fortify the growing Prince Sultan Air Base, which is being heavily built up with a Patriot missile defense battery and an improved runway. It's hoped that fifth generation F-22 stealth jets and other fighters will be flown from the base to strike Iranian targets should war break out, the unnamed official said. U.S. military chiefs believe the site is well protected from Iranian attack because of the remote desert location. It comes amid feverish tensions between Iran and the West that has been tense and has seen tense naval standoffs and attacks on oil supply routes. So you just mentioned the drone being shot down. It's another peg in the tension. But they're sending more troops over there with the military jets in case they attack Iran. You know, that is to me, that sounds ominous.
It does.
You know,
it does.
Really does.
And it's you know, I was listening to someone today, or it was a week or so ago, I think I mentioned on this program, where, you know, you have these things happening, and eventually someone is going to do a misstep.
That's very true.
And it's going to go beyond something that they can't pull back from. And we wake up one day, as I've said for how many years, we're going to wake up one day to a whole different world. It's going to change overnight. And everybody's going to be trying to run for cover.
Well, you know, we're set up for a lot of problems, Melody. You know, of course, with the weakening infrastructure, you know all about that. New York's even afraid of another power outage. We're seeing a lot of things inside the country decay and start to show weakness, including the economic situation, obviously. So another war on top of that, it's just another straw on the camel's back, so to speak, that could bring a faster collapse. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just trying to tell the truth. We need not to ignore these signs. There's too much stuff happening. Whether it's this much smoke's got to be a fire. And we're seeing this come together.
We are.
And it is scary.
It is scary. And we do put hope into, you know, we hope things get better. We hope someone does this. We hope someone does that. It doesn't work in today's world because there's no foundation for this hope.
No,
you know,
not.
We don't have any type of, it's just not there.
We don't even have a moral foundation as country.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
So how can you have hope when you have that, when you don't have that foundation?
You can't. You can, but it's false hope. I may share this with you. I read one time not too long ago that the two main controls for controlling people, the second most powerful is fear, because fear makes people obey, and that's Satan's biggest weapon, you know, to drive people is through fear. That's the second biggest force. But the biggest force to control people with is false hope. Let that sink in a minute. As long as they have hope, they'll put up about anything. So fear and false hope are the two main factors that keep America hoping for the better. Well, we're afraid things are falling apart. We have hope that Trump's going to do something. And we have seen this false scenario going on and on all of our lifetimes, and getting worse with it with each administration, have we not?
We have.
So,
we
I mean,
have.
It's just... I know it isn't pleasant, but we keep kidding ourselves thinking, well, he's going to change this. This is going to change. There are so many factors that already undermine the very basis of anything that we're trying to do. It can't happen. It won't happen. It's impossible to happen. They cannot build an economic system on fiat currency and computer digits. You cannot build a nation for a solid basis of anything without morality. So there's nothing to build on.
You just can't keep cheerleading along without looking at the reality of things.
No, you can't.
I mean, you have to look at the reality. And it's...
After a while, you become foolish doing that. We all know that. That's hard to face it, but we've all done it. And after a while, you begin to realize, hey, this is foolish.
And, you know, I saw big headlines today. Where it says that President Trump turns on Make America Great Again, disavow, send her back chant at rally last night. I don't know what that's all about. I saw some footage from the rally last night where, you know, the people there, the attendants were shouting, and he was encouraging it. And to see him say that I didn't want them to do it and so forth and whatnot. Yeah, that's, to me, I don't know what if it means anything. I'm sure there's going to be people, but it's, yeah. So I'm not sure. It's just something to pay attention to, ladies and gentlemen. And something I have to pay attention to is this break that we're heading into. I'll be right back along with Pastor Butch Ball.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter, and of course you can listen to these radio programs. They are archived. And I don't know if Butch is back yet.
I'm back.
Well, you know, the House passes a bill. There's a little bit of a hum on your side. I don't know if that's...
I don't know. Where that's coming from. I have no idea.
Coming. Do you hear it?
Did that help?
That helped.
Okay,
gotcha.
Is that
your fan?
That was a little AC conditioner.
Okay.
Anyway.
But the House passes a bill to hike the federal minimum wage to $15 per hour. House Democrats see it as a major part of their economic platform, and Mitch McConnell is unlikely to take the bill up, while, of course, President Trump has threatened to veto it. And it just, you know, more wasted time. You know, they do all this to pass a bill for what? They know it's not going anywhere. They know the president's going to veto it. The measure would gradually hike the U.S. pay floor to $15 by 2025, and it would also phase out lower minimum wage paid to tipped workers. House Democrats viewed the legislation as a core piece of their agenda to boost pay and economic growth, and so, I mean, it's just like...
It's a political game.
It's just political...
That's all it is.
Wasted time, because that's the
political.
Only thing they know how to do. It's just,
you know, it's sad, but the people are being used as pawns again. It's false hope, and it just keeps people, you know, up and down emotionally. And I will tell you this, that raising the minimum wage $15 is not going to help the poor. It's going to make less jobs. It's going to cause less jobs. Right now, I just read the other day that There are fewer people, teenagers, working last year than had been for quite a while, because they can't find work, or maybe they don't want work. I don't know, but the people can't afford to pay what they're asking for the minimum wage off place now. So companies are cutting back on jobs. So an increase in mandatory minimum wage is going to make more people lose their jobs, or at least lose hours.
Yeah, I mean, it's economics 101.
Yes.
But what they don't do is discuss the real issue. Why are their wages not purchasing what they should? Why are they... Why can't they buy and do? It's because of our fiat currency. Those dollars take more and more to buy the things that they need. So they load up on debt, and it's the same cycle. It's the same program. It's the same, you know, there's no different ending, ladies and gentlemen. It all ends the same way. Bankruptcy.
Yes.
Debt too big to be paid. It can't be paid. It will be defaulted on. It's as simple as that.
Well, we're seeing so many things pointing. Inflation is inflation with the fiat currency is natural. It has to happen. It can't help but happen. Just a real quick example, and move on to something I'm going to share along these lines. I did a wedding this past Saturday up in Elkins, West Virginia, at the Davis Nelkins College, and one of the mansions up there, it's called Graceland, because the lady that built it back in about 1915-20 was named Grace. It's a mansion. It's huge, 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 all handcrafted. outside and inside, beautiful fireplaces and just gorgeous, gorgeous mansion. Guess what it cost to build that back in 1915 or 20? Now, this is unbelievable.
$25,000.
Now, think about that. $25,000 a day wouldn't have a room in your house.
No.
You know, this is ridiculous. But I saw that and I thought, my gosh, we have been robbed. We're literally being robbed. Seriously, inflation causes wages to go up. Higher wages means higher taxes. So we are being robbed in every front, and the masses don't get that. They don't understand. And every time they ask for a minimum wage increase, it causes more inflation, which causes higher taxes, so they're losing ground.
Yep. You're right.
Wow.
And yet, you ask the normal person out there about a $15 minimum wage, they think it's just peachy.
Oh, yeah. Yep. They do. And we're seeing with inflation by itself, without anything being scarce, without commodities being scarce, inflation with fiat currency has to happen. Now, no matter if you have abundance of anything, the prices still go up because inflation with a fiat currency has to come. There's no way around that. But when you have shortage of the product, it makes it go up quicker, if you know what I mean.
And, you know, and that's the whole point of you know, gold's true fundamental
yes
reason.
Yes.
It's like it gets frustrating, and people don't react until they somehow become affected personally by it. But anyway, it's get it while you can, ladies and gentlemen. I know a lot of different venues, news venues, that take their listeners to the brink for one reason or another. They create so much sensationalism and the world's going to end tomorrow and so forth. And I know lots of times these things don't happen. And then, you know, people get discouraged and they say, well, I've been told this before. And you can't think that way either. You know, they take people to the edge for the reason, and it's usually financial. And here we just want to tell you what the truth is and to tell you where we're heading. We just don't know when. We don't know when it's going to happen. But we can pick out all the signs, all the 2x4s that are floating through the air. And we can read them. We can pull them out. And we can connect all those dots. We can connect all those 2x4s. And it gives a pretty good idea. And if you look at the behavior of what's going on in this country and around the world, and it's all about keeping the stock market and the economies going. And it's not. And they're running out of stimulus. They're running out of stimulus. So, is it going to happen this year? There's a good possibility. If it begins this year, does it mean it's going to be the end of the world this year? Of course not. Of course not. Is that day when we wake up to a brand new world going to be this year? I don't know. Is it going to be next year? I don't know. But that day is going to come.
Well, there's no way to get around the fact that we are seeing it unravel. I mean, if you've been alive more than 20 years and having a common sense look what's going on in this nation, you can see it unraveling in every way possible, morally, economically, every way possible. It's unraveling. Society's literally unraveling. You know, and I'm just reading an article here that I think is important.
Let me just say that. And you're right. And what they've done, they pitted us. It's us against them, and no one's focusing on who really is the creation of all of our problems. And that's DC, it's Wall Street, and yet they've changed it, they pitted it to the people. It's us against them. So the deplorables against the whoever they are. And it's and that's what they've done. They turned it. And when people try to speak the truth, I've been affected, Butch. I know you have too, as we try to bring the truth. People don't want to hear us talk anything bad about this administration. We're not talking bad about the administration. We're telling you the truth. I mean, and that's what they wanted done. They're even pitting us against us.
Well, they've called more division in this country in the last 20 years than probably ever happened in the first 180 years of the country. I mean, they called divisions on all fronts. And again, that's part of the plan, because divide and conquer. Instead of attacking a common enemy, we attack each other. And that's what's coming down to.
And they walk away from all the wealth that they gathered from us, stole from us. They walk away and, wait for the next time.
They walk away happy because that's the way it is. But, you know, we're talking about inflation. You probably saw this, but millions of acres in the U.S. will not be planted this year. Now, folks, listen to these next two articles because this is going to concern you and I. Already is. In Western North Carolina, signs are up in Walmart stores for a shortage on store brand name veggies. There will be shortages of millions of acres in the U.S. will not be planted this year and next year. Needless to say that Tropical Storm Barry is going to cause even more headaches for Midwestern farmers. At this point, millions of acres of prime farmland are not going to be planted at all this year. There are tens of millions of other acres where crops are really, really struggling. The second biggest corn producer is China, and they are having the same problems. Don't think this will affect prices or availability. Give it a few months. What's on the shelves is last year's crops. If there are less crops this year across the globe, you do the math, less food and population increasing. No conspiracy theory, just the facts. Now, here's some more facts. By the way, if people get angry because of the minor things, what about if they can't find food? Due to poor harvest, we're experiencing shortages on many of our canned vegetable items. Now, these are stores, Walmart in Tennessee, stores in Oregon, stores, I forget, Walker and Denham stores, wherever they are, I forget the ladies at that end. But it says, I know that this headline is alarming, but it's actually a direct quote from a notice that was recently posted in a Kroger supermarket. And as you will see below, similar notices are being posted in the canned vegetable section of Walmart and stores nationwide. I would encourage you to examine the evidence in this article very carefully and to come to your own conclusion about what's happening. At this moment, social media is buzzing with reports of shortages of canned vegetables all around the country. But so far, the mainstream media is being eerily quiet about all this. Is there a reason why they aren't saying anything? For months, I have been reporting on extremely bizarre weather patterns that are causing crop failures all over the planet. But I certainly did not expect that we would already begin to see product shortages on shelves in major U.S. supermarkets in the summer. What I am about to share with you is shocking, but the truth needs to get out. For those that share my articles on your own websites, I know that all of the images in this article are going to be an inconvenience. But anyway, we don't say nationwide, they name stores different across the country, are already putting signs up they don't have the vegetables to sell. And mainline, like Walmart, have their own veggies, and they can't get them. They're selling that last year's stock is what they had, of course, for this year. And this year's crops not being planted. Melody, food prices literally could soar. Now, I'm not trying to scare anybody. This is a fact. I'm not trying to get anybody all hyped up and scared to death by anything. But this is a fact. Food prices are going to go through the roof. If we can't plant crops here or even in China, it's going to affect all of us. Is it not?
Did you say that China was the second largest grower?
The second largest purchaser of corn. Producer of corn. And they can't plant either, yes. That's amazing.
It is.
And it's going to hurt. Most of us have this tendency to want to eat every day. I developed that habit from a very early age and can't break it. So, you know, when it comes to the price of food, if people are struggling to make it now, what if the price of canned food doubles or triples?
It's not only the price though, but also you begin to wonder again. It's called food rationing.
Sure.
And it's called control. And it's all it's when you go down that road of thinking, you can create all kinds of reasons why and the scenarios, and there's probably a little bit of truth in all of those that you can think of. But I remember D.V. Kidd, who said a long time ago, this was way back in the 90s, and it just struck me and it stuck with me all these years, that you have all your diet food delivery services, you have all these different types of delivery services, to your home. And she says it's all a test just to see, because now they have all these systems in place to where now they can deliver food when it's rationed. And, you know, government will be able to control all the food sources. They'll be, and we've even seen this because even Trump was going to put up a program for people on food stamps to where they would deliver a certain amount of foods, supposedly good food. I don't know if that happened or not. But it's, I don't know. It's, you know, that's how they control us, is through our food, Butch.
It is. Without food, you have no option. You eat or starve dead. And you see your children going hungry, that's how the mark of the beast is going to work, obviously. We're going to give anything we can just to be able to feed our family, because the Bible says if without the mark, you can't buy or sell. Melanie, that's Bible. That is my opinion. That's what the Bible says. And whatever that mark may be, if you don't take it, you can't buy or sell. And that is very, very, I hate to use the word scary, but it's very concerning to anybody out there that has a family to take care of. But it is control. Now, you probably saw this, too. This is kind of along the same article. You heard about the new app that's come out, supposedly from Russia, that people can put your face on and it shows you what it's going to look like in 50 years?
Yes, I have, yes.
Now, I'm going to have to share this. Probably going to run out of time get through the break. But it says, viral face app now owns rights to 150 million users' faces and names. Now, this is out of Forbes. This is something I'm making up. And I'll probably want to say one time and finish it before we go to break. They said, owned by Russian parent company Wireless Labs, FaceApp is a popular mobile app allowing users to add visual effects to photos of their faces to alter their facial expressions, look, and appearance of age. FaceApp has been downloaded by more than 100 million people via Google Play on the Android platform, and over 50 million people across other platforms, including Apple's, iOS's, and it was launched in 2017. Users grant FaceApp license right to use their aforementioned data in perpetuity. In terms of service, include the following clause. We don't have time to finish before the break. I'd like to read that clause to get back to show you how far we are into the beast system and total absolute selling of our number, my man's number. That's our personal numbers, our facial scans, our thumbprints, retinal scans are a man's number, and we're selling them for convenience without even knowing it. And I'm going to share what this comes down to. This is what you do, folks. When you put this app on your phone, this is what you've signed up for. Now, you didn't see it, but it's part of the contract. You didn't read the fine print. After this break, I'll share with you, because this is really important.
Well, you know, when we sign up to log on to any of those things that we do online,
absolutely
nobody reads them. They own us, ladies and gentlemen, by their silly contracts, but it's just their contract. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every
food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. I'm Melody Searstrom. Heading into the break, we were talking about the rights, that you give away your rights with all their little tricks and games. And this is the, where you can alter your face. They have over, 100 million?
150 million already signed up for this one app alone.
Yeah.
But listen,
How do they own you?
Now, folks, listen to this. I'm not making this up. You can go to PastorBush.com. PastorBush.com. Look on the Mark the Beast technology. You'll find this on there. In terms of service, include the following clause. You grant FaceApp a perpetual, irrevocable, non-exclusive, royalty-free, worldwide, fully paid, transferable, sub-licensable license to use, reproduce, modify, adapt, publish, translate, create derivative works from, distribute, publicly perform and display your user content and any name, username, or likeness provided in connection with your user content in all media formats and channels now known or later developed without compensation to you. When you post or otherwise share user content on or through our services, you understand that your user content and any associated information such as your username, location, or profile photo will be visible to the public. Wow. Let's just jump on that both feet.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
But they're not the only ones either.
No, they're not the only one, I'm sure. But
yep.
The point of it is, they did this to us. Now, and people, even if you're telling this, I told some people that day, well, no big deal. It is a big deal. It's a huge deal. They own the essence of who you are as far as your personal information, your biological features, your facial scan, retinal scan, thumbprint, all that is going up on their sites. So they know Butch Paul in essence. Now that's scary.
The biggest deal is thinking it's not a big deal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I guess you saw that, trying to find our article quickly here.
But I remember too, we've just come along and we don't pay attention. Every time you buy a car, they have a license plate, or they put their sticky name on your car. You know, ABC, dealership. That's free advertising from them, and what do you get out of it? They took you to the cleaners buying the car, and yet you do all this free advertising for them.
Well, even a step further. Now, if you, folks, look up for yourself. I got the article over here, and I'm not going to try to dig it out. Look up... I'm trying to remember the name. It's something link. Elon Musk has it out. Neuralink. Neural. Neuralink has come up with a chip. Now, they'll be available in 2020. Folks, read this for yourself. Look it up for yourself. Go to PastorBush.com. Look at Mark the Beast. They now have this computer chip that Musk will make available as early as next year that will connect you directly to your cell phone or your computer. And they're already doing it in animals. This means that you can see your cell phone screen inside your eye, so you can scan it without having anything in your hand. Now, I'm not making this up. This is for real. And you'll know everything that cell phone has in knowledge. You'll have all the information that a cell phone has on Google app, whatever. You can find anything you want to. It will be in your head. Now, I'm not making this up. It goes on to say in the last part of the article, Melody, that even though your body dies, you won't have to. Your knowledge and who you are will continue into the virtual world, I guess. The Bible says that in the last days, men will seek to die and can't. I wonder if I connected with that. I mean, talk about torment, being trapped in a computer database and with knowing that everything you have that you knew is there. that is spooky to me, really spooky. But they're coming up next year with a chip that will let you lock into your cell phone, and you don't need a cell phone as far as looking up information. And the screen will be inside your eye. And I covered this at a Bible study probably 8 to 10 years ago. And the Bible study group knew it wasn't lying. They knew we were making it up. But a lot of people laughed at me. Oh, ha, ha, that can't happen. Well, Elon Musk has said it's going to happen. He's already started. Now, add that to what we know already about the Face app. What's that going to mean whenever you link up to your cell phone or your computer by your mind and have access to everything your computer has as far as knowledge?
My question is, though, after you die, why would... I mean, wouldn't the computer die? They'd be able to hack into the computer, but what would be the point of it after you die?
I'm learning as I go on this because I don't understand all that, but I just know that your essence of Melody Seastrom's knowledge.
Oh, I know.
And that's who Melody is what she knows, will be kept somewhere in a cloud somewhere to be accessed by who knows who, future generations. So in a sense, you never really die. Now, man has looked for eternal life outside of God for a long time. You know that.
Yes.
You remember the Fountain of Youth in Florida, the Ponce that they looked for and all that. But anyway, we've always looked for that. And they look everywhere except through the only way you can have it, through Jesus Christ. But now they're coming to the idea that we can put you, who you are, on a computer. And if you die physically, you go on living through your knowledge and your essence.
So basically what they could do then is just replant if your computer can absorb your information, then eventually you could pay prior to your death, pay for that information to be replanted.
Yeah, in a computer somewhere or whatever.
Because it's not your brain.
It's just your knowledge.
It's your knowledge.
You know, maybe they'll plant it in somebody else. Maybe somebody else wants Melody's knowledge, and they'll plant it in somebody else. Who knows how it's going to work? You know, cryogenics, and you know that Walt Disney was frozen, hoping it could come back to life someday later on. And so these things are nothing new as far as mankind seeking eternal life outside the only way they can get it. But this is coming to a head, mark of the beast-wise, technology-wise. They literally are coming down to the point that they almost control your soul. Now that's spooky.
Well, that's way beyond my.
I understand that. I do.
But
the sad part is, we keep walking right into it with our eyes wide open, taking all these conveniences, thinking it's for our own good.
And the sad thing is, the young generation, the young people,
have no
because
idea.
they embrace all this technology without, and they're not paying any attention to the older generations that are saying that this is dangerous because they all think they know better. And
they've been taught differently,
they think they know better, and they think that this is exciting, and you know, technology has to continue to expand in order to keep these kids just entranced in their. In the technology, and it's, you know, they're buying their own demise. You know,
sure,
it's just, you know, it's the same thing as our, you know, our financial system. You know, we continue to pay into the system that's going to rob us of everything.
Even Zuckerberg and others who started all this say, hey, this is habit-forming and this is what it does to people, they still go right on in. Even when the people start to say this is dangerous, they still go right on in. So what are you going to do?
So it's I can't see how any of this can be turned around. You know,
it's too late.
You know, it's too late. So either there is going to be, you know, and I don't know when the time is, but until that time comes, we will be ushered into a new world.
New World Order. You know, I'm not picking people done this. I'm not saying that's wrong or right. I'm just saying a lot of people have rescinded their social security numbers and driver's license and all that. I promise you, it'll make any difference. They're still on file. They still know who you are, and they still used to still got numbers assigned to you. And the way I know that is, for 12 years, I would not do a digital picture on driver's license, so I didn't have a driver's license issued to me. Finally, when we beat the case and beat the rap, so to speak, and got done without the digital picture, I got my license. It's the same number I had 12 years earlier.
Yeah.
Nothing changes. You can't rescind that. Once you take it, it's there. You may do without the benefits of it. You may say, I don't want Social Security. I don't want it. Well, they won't make you take it. But that number's still on file if you want it. Exactly.
Yep. So you know, there's no really getting out of their system.
And yet,
I still, you can be out partway. You're still there. Even gold, be your own central banker. At least it gives you options.
There you go. It gives
you choices. It gives you the ability to maybe fight back and to do something different. But what's next, Butch?
Well, I'll say this, move on to a different topic, but we've gotten this far in this direction because of conveniences and easier living, so we'll say. You know, trusting man to take care of us when we're down and out. And that's how we got here. And the Bible says, cursed be the man put your trust in man, makes flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord. Jeremiah 17:5. So we got ourselves in this mess trusting man to take care of us. Shouldn't have done that. That's idolatry, but we did it, and here we are. And every time you use a $1 paper bill, you're part of the fiat system. You're part of the unjust weights and measures. So, yes, we are locked into a people. You can do very little else. But now, different topic. You probably know the trucking industry is starting to slow down a bit, right?
Yes.
I'm just reading that the rates that they've had to drop since last year, the rate averages have dropped 18%. People are not making much money where a year ago to pay their expenses. And, of course, expenses keep going up. And businesses, small businesses, especially small truckers, are going out of business. It's just sinking into a negative realm that no one can seem to pull out of. It says that, I'm trying to find this article, said that Demetrius Wilburn, a Georgia-based driver, finds himself unemployed. Said Wilburn bought his semi-truck 4 years ago after years of working as a company truck driver. But amid rock-bottom rates, Wilburn wasn't able to make the payment each month, and this truck was repossessed. I personally know somebody who tried to do their own trucking outfit and stayed with it longer than should have. They're in debt for the rest of their life trying to pay off that debt. He's working now driving trucks somebody else, but he'll never get that paid off. He went in debt that far trying to hang on to his truck and make a living on the road. Melanie, that's sad because these people aren't lazy. They just got caught in a bad system.
Sure. I mean, the system's designed to put the mom and pops and the independent drivers, the truckers, out of business.
That's very true.
It's been going on for a very long time. It's gradually been happening, and now we're at the point where, you know.
Well, now, have you been following anything on car sales in this country? I'm just reading here, Carmageddon.
Sure.
Continues that EU car registrations create crater in June. Even in the European Union, car sales are way down. I haven't looked at the local numbers here in this country, but how far down are we in this country, do you know, on new car sales?
Well, I don't have the number right in front of me. I need that computer mind.
There you go.
To pull it, you know, to Google it and so forth. But no, I mean, it certainly is beginning to stall out. I don't have the exact numbers. We talk about it all the time. And, you know, as far as the loans and so forth, the defaults.
It is happening, people. I promise it is. And I'm not trying to scare you, but it's getting so bad now, people are literally leaving the country to retire. And I looked up what the day is, looking at this article. People are leaving the country to retire in other places. They even listed five cities where you can live very well on $30,000 a year, which is actually more than most people would get when they retire, Melody. Most people don't get $30,000 a year retirement. The average, I think, Social Security check's like $1,400 a month, I believe it is. Well, that's only like $18,000 a year, right? Roughly. Isn't that right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, they say you can live $30,000 a year here quite well in Puerto Vallarta, Costa Rica, Lagos, Portugal, Acomal, Mexico, Balkan, Panama, and Madeleine, Colombia. You can live well in $30,000. But again, I know people, I know really a lot of them, who don't get that much of your retirement. And so they couldn't even live out of the country. So that's kind of a sad situation. Where do you go? What do?
You keep working.
Yeah, that's exactly right. As long as you possibly can. When the health stops you, well, there you are.
But if you keep working, your health will stay with you a little bit better.
It does. I agree with that 100%. I found that staying busy makes me feel better, mentally and physically.
Mm-hmm.
Did I hear music?
Nope, you have another minute.
Okay, I thought I heard music. It's not guitar playing my ear. But anyway.
Are you hearing things?
I guess I am. I hear music.
It's that computer in your brain.
There's music. Hey, God, I got to turn that off. There's music in the air. But I guess you saw, too, where they're pulling the border patrols off the checkpoints along the southern border. And said
I heard they were adding more troops.
Well, they're pulling some way from the border now in Las Cruces. Said drugs are pouring across because they pulled the checkpoints out to move them out to try to control more of the immigrants at the different places. And now they said U.S. official claimed Mexican soldiers made an incursion to the American soil and got in a scuffle with a Border Patrol agent near El Paso. So there's things happen down there. And the Pentagon is going to send 2,100 more troops to the southern border. And Mexico says that they're going to also put troops to the border because they're afraid they'll lose a trade deal with us. So there you go. There's a lot of things happening.
Trade deal has to be ratified first.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my.
And now we hear the music, Butch.
There you go.
All righty. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. You're listening to Financial Survival. And again, give us a call at Discount Gold and Silver, 1-800-375-4180. We'll be back more. Until then, be safe. Good night, and God bless.
Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.